After a contentious hearing Thursday, the Trenton City Council delayed a vote on a proposal that would ban the city's police department from cooperating with ICE on civil immigration enforcement. At issue is whether Trenton police will be allowed to honor requests from ICE to hold an immigrant for up to 48 hours beyond the time they would be released from local custody. Advocates called on the council to prohibit the practice. But council members said those concerns show a lack of appreciation for protections already included in the proposal. But David Schrager with the Resistencia en Asunción, New Jersey, says advocates are not ungrateful.
We did want the bill, but we wanted to have some improvements in it, specifically with regard to the fact that you cannot detain people without a judicial warrant.
Council members will vote on the proposal at their next meeting on Tuesday, June 16th. Mayor Reed Gasiora said he would have to review the bill after amendments are added before deciding whether to sign it. Delaware lawmakers have drafted a budget proposal for the next fiscal year. It earmarks $100 million for the state's new education funding formula. Delaware is launching a revamped formula to address systemic inequities, but implementing it could add up to hundreds of millions of dollars. Head budget writer, State Senator Trey Paradis, says they were able to find that money because more revenue came into the state's coffers.
We didn't want to see that money just disappear, and we felt that it was very important to sock it away so that it would be available next year.
The new hybrid funding model would give more money to disadvantaged students who are low income, have a disability, or are multilingual. But it could take several years to fully roll out. It is 91 degrees, sunny and hot in Philadelphia. A code orange air quality alert is in effect until midnight.